Just turn on the news or take a stroll through your social media feed, and you're going to find a lot of hate speech. Hate speech is abusive or threatening speech or writings that express prejudice towards a particular group of people. Now, the irony is that you'll find many people preaching against one group who they would describe as racist and hateful. However, their speech or writings are full of hate towards the group that they're condemning, because they believe that their virtuousness justifies what they say or what they write. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." See, we know the power of the spoken word, but written words are just as powerful. In yesterday's post, we looked at an experiment conducted by Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto on the power of the spoken word. But in another experiment, Emoto tested the power of the written word. Now, when frozen, water that is free from all impurities will form ice crystals, and when examined under a microscope, they will look like beautiful snowflakes. But water that is polluted, when it freezes, will not form these snowflake-like ice crystals. Now, Emoto poured water into various vials and labeled some with negative phrases like fear and I hate you, and others with positive phrases like peace and I love you. Then he froze them, and after 24 hours, the water in the vials that had negative phrases on them no longer crystallized under the microscope. What was seen was some gray clumps, but the water in the vials labeled with positive words produced perfectly hexagonal crystals. Solomon wrote, "The tongue has the power of life and death." You see, hateful words, justified or not, never produce any good. Therefore, make your words count. Use them only to build up and benefit others. And make no mistake, the words you listen to and the words you read will produce either life or death. So, go on a negative word diet. Don't speak any negative or hateful words, and don't listen to them. And just as important, don't write them and don't read them. Only speak, listen to, write, and read words that edify.